Deb Perlman loves to cook, and she doesn't think you need a gourmet kitchen to make something delicious. For the last 6 years, Perlman has been blogging about cooking on her website, The Smitten Kitchen.
Perlman tracks down and tests the best recipes for food she thinks pretty much anyone can make. When she's done, she snaps a picture of the final product and posts it on the blog. Her recipes, photos, and funny posts attract some 8 million views per month. And now they can be found in a book, The Smitten Kitchen Cookbook. NPR's Lynn Neary visited Perlman in her tiny New York City kitchen and sampled some of her cooking.
When you try to picture Deb Perlman's kitchen, think of the smallest kitchen you can imagine, and then take away a few square feet. Really.
Come on in. Welcome to The Smitten Kitchen. All 3 by 6 feet of it.
This kitchen is so small that when cooking, Perlman literally has to wedge herself between the stove, a four burner with no spare space, and the refrigerator. The landlord told her to put it in the living room, but she refused. And there's only one counter, 2 feet by 3. But it does have a big window that lets in lots of light and a black and white checkerboard square floor that Perlman loves. You don't need a big kitchen to cook good food, says Perlman. But it does help to be organized.
You just need to clear the decks of what you have. I don't have any canisters out on the counter. I do have some seasonings, and I pretty much make sure it's completely clear when I get started each morning.
This is a tiny counter, really. Is this it?
Is the whole thing. But you know, when you go to a restaurant and they have amazing food, all those line cooks, they do not have more space than this. They just have a little station, and they know how to manage it. They do prep work, and they put it in little bowls around, and they have one cutting board, and they have one knife, and they get their work done in a small space.
What do you hear from your readers? Do you have a lot of people who say, I have a tiny space, too. It's so great to know that you can do everything you do in a small kitchen, or...
I hear people say, I have a tiny kitchen, and I don't think I can cook the stuff that you cook in it. And I'm like, they may not realize that my kitchen's tiny. And I'm like, you can't use that excuse with me. You're going to have to find another one. I think that you just have to be hungry enough to deal with it. Like, when you really want to make something, you're not going to say, oh, but my kitchen's too tiny to make the soup I wanted to eat for dinner. You just have to pick what's really worth it, and you'll do it.
Perlman is a perfectionist, but that doesn't mean you have to hunt down precious ingredients to cook her meals. She writes for people who don't necessarily have a lot of time or money. So if a recipe calls for olives, for example, she'll try it with the canned variety and let her readers know if it works. The morning I visited, she used the humblest of ingredients to make a simple but delicious breakfast. Potato pancakes with a fried egg on top.
And these are just those everyday baking potatoes. I think they're the best for latkes. I've made versions with fancy potatoes. I've made them with butter, Yukon Gold. They're all great, but you don't need it to make good potato pancakes.
Perlman puts the potatoes into the food processor sideways so they come out in long, ropey strands. She shreds some onions into the mix, then wrings out the excess liquid in a tea cloth.
Look at all of this that comes out. All of that.
Now, if you didn't take that liquid out, how would that affect it?
For a soggier, steamier pancake, it won't get the same crisp edge to it.
She tosses the potatoes and onions lightly in a mix of flour, one egg, seasoning, and her secret ingredient, a little bit of baking powder. The mixture looks like it will barely hold together as she puts it in her favorite cast iron frying pan and cooks it over a very high heat.
So we're going to eyeball here, like a quarter of the batter. And I'm going to spread this out, this mound, this like bundle of hay. Go ahead and flip it.
Wow. Okay, I'm impressed. Because I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, that would never hold together if I made that pancake.
But those long ropes, and that egg, it really does do it. Those little strands are coated with egg, not enough that it's eggy, but just enough that it holds together. So that egg and flour together with the potato starch really makes it work.
Now, do you hear back from... people who read your blog sometimes that say, I tried this and it didn't work for me, or...
I think that the comments over the years have been a huge help in developing, I think, my cooking meter, because I know what I want to cook, but I don't really know all the ways that other people are going to have trouble with it until I read the comments. And so it's really been great. You know, I'll know that somebody's going to say, do I have to use table salt? Or what if I only have Yukon Gold potatoes? Or my eggs are small, not large? And all of these questions, like, I can answer them very quickly because I've been answering them for years. And it's, I hope that it's helped me become a better recipe writer.
When the potato pancakes are a golden brown with crispy, lacy edges, Pearlman takes them out and keeps them warm in the oven while she fries some eggs.
And again, I'm going to get this pan really hot because I personally like fried eggs that have been cooked quite quickly.
When Pearlman places her crispy fried egg on top of her crispy potato pancake, it looks pretty as a picture. And Pearlman says, at this point, she usually gets her camera.
I would do it right this second. You want to see?
Yes, I do.
I keep my camera right outside on the nearest shelf that's higher than taller than my son. It's always ready. The only thing I would do is I would probably clear a little of the clutter off the counter, not all of it, because it's a real kitchen, but just if it's pretty cluttered, so I might take one or two things off so you know what you're actually supposed to be looking at and not the fact that I haven't done dishes yet today. And I would just take a picture, just like that.
Let me see. Oh my gosh.
And that's it. You can see it looks pretty much the way it looks.
And just like that, Pearlman has taken a photo you'd swear she spent hours arranging. Which means there's just one thing left to do.
Le voilà. Breakfast is served. All right. Dig in, guys.
And yes, it's true. It tastes as good as it looks.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Even having watched you, I'm thinking, what did she do to get this flavor quite so good?
Reporting from the Smitten Kitchen, I'm Lynn Neary.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.